from San Francisco, California. This is the Rock and Roll Geek Show.
This is the story of my rock and roll butler.
Welcome to the Rock and Roll Geek Show. My name is Michael Butler. Thanks a lot for joining me. I really appreciate it. Today is Monday, August 31st, 2020, and it is 6:08 p.m. when I'm recording this. I just got back into San Francisco a couple of hours ago. And boy, do I need this Tecate more than ever now. Let me take a sip of this one here. It's actually the second Tecate of the day. I got here about 2 o'clock, so it was really 4 hours ago, but I was coming over the Bay Bridge, and actually, when I got past Vallejo, I could feel the wonderfulness of San Francisco and the Bay Area. Smoke was in the air from the fires. Traffic was backed up bumper to bumper. Everybody had frowns on their faces behind the wheel of their car. Some people driving alone were wearing masks. There were tents on the side of the road with people living in them, surrounded by garbage. Oh, it's great to be back home, friends. All right. So, let's see. Oh, I got two. This is day 20. Is this day 29? I think this is day 29 of the Dog Days of Podcasting, where I attempt to do a show a day for the entire month of August. The first is 1st of September tomorrow, but I actually have two episodes to go because it started, I think I started August 2nd, so I'm going to go until September 2nd. So I'll do the last Dog Days episode will be on Wednesday. So that's what you have 2 days left before you end this suffering, or 2 days left before the fun's over, whichever way you want to look at it, friends. When I got here today, I'm getting away from the microphone here. When I got here today, a package was arrived for me, and it's my priority mailbox. It says from the Underwoods in Brownwood, Texas, addressed to Michael Butler. And the Underwoods, I'm assuming, is Paul Underwood, rock and roll geek donor and maker of Underwood's fine barbecue sauce. So I'm going to open up this here. Let's see what we got. All right. There's a t-shirt, Underwoods, Brownwood, Texas, 1946 to 2021. Family-owned business. Underwood's barbecue t-shirt. Thank you, friend. Also in the package, something bubble-wrapped. And I'm assuming it's some fine Underwoods barbecue sauce. It's a little bit of opening with Butler's mail for you here. Underwoods Cafeteria Barbecue Raw Sauce. Oh, yes. Thank you, friend. And looks like there is an envelope in here. It says Meat Money. It's in an Underwoods barbecue letterhead envelope. 40 begonias of meat money. Thank you, Paul Underwood, for the barbecue sauce and the $40. I really appreciate it, friend. Really, really appreciate it. And the nice t-shirt, too, and it's my size. I will be wearing that on the next Mad at Dad program. That's what you have to look forward to, Paul Underwood. All right. Thank you very much, Paul Underwood. I really, really appreciate it, friend. You're a good man, and I can't wait to cook some meat up this weekend and put this Underwoods barbecue sauce on it. I'm going to probably bring this up to the Mountain House because I'm planning on going up next weekend because dove season opens up tomorrow. And I'm going to be pressure washing a house tomorrow, and it usually only takes me an hour or two to pressure wash a house or a couple hours. After that, I'm going to drive down to Bass Pro Shops and get me some dove decoys. I have looked online and none will be arriving before I go back down to the mountain house. So I'm going to drive to Bass Pro Shops. They have them in stock. Dick's Sporting Goods does not have them near me in stock. So I'm going to drive down to Bass Pro Shops in San Jose, If anybody's down in the San Jose area, look for me at the Bass Pro Shops around noon tomorrow. It's noon to one, something like that. Go down there, look at some hunting stuff, give me some decoys. They say they have them in stock. Maybe buy myself some ammo as well. Dove season. I'm going to mount those decoys behind my house up on the hill. I'm going to sit there over the weekend in the 105-degree weather. I've seen plenty of dove flying over my property. And I'm going to sit there with my shotgun. I'll probably use the 20-gauge over-under. Sit there with my shotgun and hunt for some dinner. All right. Enough of that, friends. I got another show review from friend of the show, Greg Brofer.
Hey, Michael Butler. It's Greg Brofer from Eastern Connecticut calling in with another concert set list from the past.
What happened here?
Okay. First off, how are you doing today?
I'm super great. Could not be better. Good. Not thrilled to be back in San Francisco, but hey, I got to work.
Good. We're going back this time to March 21st, 1997.
Okay.
At a local bar in Tempe, Arizona called, at the time, the Electric Ballroom.
Uh-huh.
Now, this place had gone through so many different names and so many different owners.
You used to live in Arizona, Greg Brofer?
It finally closed up after a while, but it was right next to the Arizona State campus, which was always a good thing. The band that I saw that night was Cheap Trick.
That would have been the Red Ant. Was 97, is that Red Ant album, or is that Special One? Either way, both those out, that self-titled Red Ant album and Special One, both fantastic albums.
They were touring on the 1997 Red Ant album.
There you go. Great album.
I went back to set list to get what the set list was, and after I read it, I noticed that they missed one song that was on there, so I'm going to have to try and guess where that one was played. But earlier that morning, Cheap Trick were on Good Morning Arizona, which was on Channel 3 at the time, and they did an acoustic version of Say Goodbye.
Uh-huh.
And it's talked about what was going to happen at the concert that night. And
how does it feel to be better?
It was cool. I recorded it.
That is Say Goodbye, right? I think it is.
I think the tape got thrown out when some family members moved, and I wasn't out there to save it. So, oh well. The set started with I Want You to Want Me,
Open up with a hit.
They then went into Come On, Come On. Followed up with Hot Love.
Uh-huh. That's a good set.
Then the first new song of the night was...
By the way, I saw them around that time. I think it was during Red Ant. I've said this over and over again, but they did the first three albums. They did three nights at the Great American Music Hall. First night, first album in its entirety. Second night, second album in its entirety. Third night, third album in its entirety. And... encores consisted of lots and lots of deep cuts and other stuff. And I went to all three nights. Whew. Man, was that fucking good.
Carnival game.
Oh, and back it up here.
Then the first new song of the night was Carnival Game.
Oh, 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 oh.
After that one, they did a song that I really, really like, Anytime. It's the first song on that album.
Oh, yeah. That's the one Robert Zander screams. He's fine. Cheap Trick here. Robert Zander screams. You know the song.
Just a total ass kicker.
Yeah.
Then went into Clock Strikes 10.
Clock, ding, ding, ding,
another one from the new album, Hard to Tell.
Hold on. Here's a little, here's Any Time a little bit. Listen to Bunny. God, Bunny was fucking badass. And then Hard to Tell. Yeah, man, what a God.
Followed that, which is, again, what they had played earlier that morning on TV.
Oh, oh, oh,
next
oh.
Up was Ghost Town.
It's a ghost town without you. It's not my favorite Cheap Trick album. The one with the flame. What's it called? What's that album called with the flame? But you know what?
And it was about this time that the band played a
Lap of Luxury.
Another new song from the album, which was my favorite song on the album.
Say
still
goodbye.
Is. And that's why I know that it was played that night.
You let a lot of people down.
You let a lot of people down.
Yeah, okay. We'll listen a little bit of that, Let a Lot of People Down. A lot of songs from that album. It's a clearly, they were proud of that album. Not my favorite song on that album. That's interesting that it's Greg Brophy's favorite.
It was just so freaking intense.
The chorus is good. You let a lot of people down! You let a lot of little John Lennon-y.
Especially the end where they start playing just the music from a song that they did way in the past called Violins, and they just start pounding the hell out of their instruments as they're playing it. It's just so cool, so over the top. They then did I Know What I Want.
Because I know what I want. I would have thought, well, okay, because You Let a Lot of People Down starts off with a 12-string bass.
Another new one, Wrong All Along.
I was wrong all along, wrong all along.
A very cool Heaven Tonight.
Uh-huh.
Don't Be Cruel.
Would you like to go to heaven tonight? Could do without Don't Be Cruel. I would have gone to the bathroom during that one.
Southern Girls.
It's time for...
And they finished the main setup with Surrender.
Uh-huh.
And the cool thing about Surrender
is... back with
is,
Dream Police.
During the song...
Probably came back with something like Voices, then Dream Police.
They throw out an album flat that they autograph and tape a whole bunch of guitar picks
That's
to.
That's right. Still do it.
And for some reason, it bounced off a wall, off the ceiling... and landed right in my hand since
very nice. You
know, my hand was probably about a
still
foot
have
where
it,
everybody
Greg?
Else is in the audience.
Yeah, Greg Brophy's a big boy.
I brought it down and I'm like, cool! And all of a sudden all these hands start coming and ripping off the guitar picks. So I just held it all the way back up again.
Uh-huh.
They took the rest of the guitar picks off, put them in my pocket, and just looked at everybody and like, yeah, now try and get them.
Then you got to tape, them back on because... You're going to put that thing on the wall. You got to put it on the original condition where you got it with all the picks around it, right?
The Encore, another new one, Shelter.
Oh, that's a good one. Well, this could be my... This is one of my favorites. I think Carnival Game or... Carnival Game or Say Goodbye is my favorite. This one's great.
I would shelter it from harm.
And it all comes back to you.
That's...
Every song in this album's good, man. Every fucking song. And it all comes back to you. Oh, fuck.
Dream Police. No. And probably my second favorite song that night, He's a Whore.
Oh, in with He's a Whore.
And they finish it up with Good Night Now.
Right.
Now, a friend of mine was able to get backstage after the show. I wasn't able to, but he said that the drummer, Bunny Carlos, came.
There was weed going on because, go ahead.
And looked at some, looked like an old bag lady off in the corner, and he goes, who the hell is that? Made a, I guess, you know, not a good-looking woman thing. And it turned out to be Stevie Nicks. So,
oh, very nice.
That probably didn't go over well. But anyway, man, hey, congratulations again on 1,000 episodes. The 1,000th episode was so good.
Well,
it was great hearing a lot of the older stuff. Here's to 1,000 more.
By the way, that 1,000th episode, I did not put together a clip show. I just pulled those clips out of my ass and looked for them. So, not that that's anything to brag about. I wasn't even planning on doing a clip show, but it just I got off on a tangent reminiscing.
And stay frosty.
Stay frosty, friend. You too can leave me a show review from the past. I got some more, I only have 2 more days of the dog days, but I've got regular shows I want to continue to do, and I need content for the regular length shows as well. Pardon me, I'm burping, it's fine. Tecate. So I need them, please. Think about shows from the past. That was a good one, man. 97, Cheap Trick. Fuck. Think about shows from the past that meant a lot to you, or you have good memories about, or even bad memories about. Maybe you had sex with a girl in the parking lot. Maybe you puked all over yourself or down the front of your shirt like I did at a Boston concert. Maybe you puked in the parking lot. Maybe you got arrested. Anything. Remember them, friends. Look for the set list and send it to me. Record an audio comment on your phone or whatever, or record the review on your phone or in your computer, whatever, and email it to me, rockandrollgeek@gmail.com. Thank you, friends. I'll talk to you tomorrow. We got Matt at Dad tomorrow as well, back in San Francisco, and another dog days. And, yeah, you can find this show at rockandrollgeek.com. Find me on the Facebook, R&R Geek. Find me on the Twitter, R&R Geek. Find me on the Instagram, rockandrollgeek, don't ask. And the Rock and Roll Geek Facebook group, which I did not create, but I do approve people. You know what to do. You got to answer 2 questions. All right, friends, let's close out. Well, and thank you for the donations, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Let's play something from that 97 album. How about it? How about it, friends? All right. I was going to play Say Goodbye, but now I'm thinking it all comes back to you. I'll talk to you tomorrow, friends.
Thank you.
to you.
It's a rock and roll geek train wreck.